Praise the Lord, my dear brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's Spirit's Podcast Ministries. Today's morning words for devotion is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses starting from 16 to 21. Acts chapter 2, verses starting from 16 to 21. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. The last days, the coming of the Lord is at hand. The moon will be changed into the color of blood, and the sun into be changed into darkness. This world will see the signs and wonders. Most terrific signs will happen on this planet. Entire darkness will gloom on the surface of this earth. Hallelujah. The great day of the Lord is at hand. When He is acquiring His people, when He is taking with Him the flocks that were spread. Hallelujah. The day is at hand. And as the prophet Joel says that, the Lord is going to pour, He's going to pour out His spirit upon mankind, upon His creations. And all those who call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. You call on the name of the Lord and you will be saved. The crucial time is going to come and it has started. The men and women, sons and daughters, they shall prophesy. They will be filled with the Holy Spirit's power and anointing, and they will start speaking, foreseeing the future and foreseeing the vision of God. That day is coming. Hallelujah. When the Lord is going to fill the entire world with His Spirit, by the Holy Spirit's anointing and dominion, the Lord God Almighty is going to rule this world. The entire race, the human race, will witness the miracle and wonder working of God. And they will turn towards Him. All those who had not believed in God, who had not believed in His salvation, they will run coming to God. They will run coming into the salvation of Christ Jesus. They will accept Him as their life Savior. A great revival is going to happen in this world. Hallelujah. As it was told by the prophet Joel, that prophecy is going to happen and take place in this world very soon. For the coming of the Lord is at hand. The second coming of the Lord is at hand. Jesus Christ is coming soon. Jesus Christ is coming soon. And all those who had persecuted Him, they shall see the Savior coming on clouds. Hallelujah. And they shall beat the chest and cry out with a loud voice, "Oh, we have shown the innocent blood. We had persecuted the innocent blood." They will weep and cry out, bitter cry. Hence, we need to repent for all our sins and shortcomings, and we need to accept the Lord and be united with Him. For there is no other Savior other than the Lord Jesus Christ. So whatever may be the sins, whatever be your transgressions, come to the Lord crying. Repent and confess. Repent and change your life. Repent and change your life. Jesus Christ is coming soon. You do not expect just the miracles and wonders. The miracles and wonders will follow you when you surrender your life into the hands of the Almighty God. God wants you to change. God wants you to submit and surrender, that He will make you known about His promises. He will make you witness His miracles and wonders and signs that He had promised to all those who call upon His name. For all those who call upon his name shall be saved. Yes, his name is above all names. In his name there is life. In his name there is power. In his name there is peace. In his name there is hope. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Lord will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath. Blood and fire and vapor of smoke. Destruction, peril. Everywhere when the trumpet sounds. Blood, fire, smoke, vapor of smoke. You will see it. We will see the change. Hallelujah. The change process that this world is undergoing. Then you should realize this is the sign that the Lord had mentioned. This is the sign that we read in the gospel. This is the sign that was being prophesied by prophets many, many years ago. That will be the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. Many will come running to the presence of God. Many will come and seek, "Where is your God?" We wanted to accept him. We want to be saved. Myself and my household, we want to worship him. We want to be saved. That shall be the day. That shall be the day that the Lord is planning to come onto this world. Amen. Hallelujah. So what do we wait for? What are we waiting for? We who have known his name are so much blessed. We should be verily, verily happy. We had known his name. We had come into his salvation. And it is the responsibility that we should share the good news with other brethren. Amen. For that is the mission. That is the mission the Lord is commissioning you with. That is the work that God wants you to do on behalf of him. For the world is coming to an end. There shall be signs and wonders, miracles, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. Destruction. Chaos. Amen. Let us be in the Spirit. Let us be filled by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Let us walk with him continually. Though the situation might be pressing, there shall be trials and temptations in this world. But by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be overcomers. Hallelujah. For our warfare is not carnal, but they are spiritual. We are called to wage a spiritual warfare and not a carnal warfare. Let us focus and submit ourselves, the inner man, into the godly hands. And let us walk by his faith into his mission, following him and keeping the word of God at heart. By any chance, at any situation, never ever lose your faith. Never ever lose your confidence in Jesus Christ. For he was also being beaten. He was being crucified, nailed, stripped, beaten, whipped. He was being spat on his face, humiliated, scathing wounds. His face and his body was covered with blood. No strength was there in his body. To such a savior, such a horrendous happening, it happened. How much are you and me? How much are we to run away from the will of God? How much are we to run away from the submission that we ought to do to God? Withstand in faith, safeguard your faith, and the truth in which you have believed will set you free. Jesus says that, do not be worried or be afraid of the one who has the authority to take your life, to destroy this body. But I am the one who's the authority and the author of your life. Your soul belongs to me, and nobody can destroy your soul. But I am the only authority who will judge the soul. So you have to fear the Lord. Fear the Lord, for He is the ultimate authority. Let us be prepared for the great day of the Lord. Let us be prepared, for the Lord is coming soon. His coming is near. Hallelujah. Let us all be prepared to meet the Master. Let us all be prepared to meet Him. And we pray every day continually that we should be made worthy to be standing in His presence on that great day. On that great day of tribulation, we should pray that the Lord will anoint and fill us with His Spirit, that we will withstand in faith and not drive away. Hallelujah. May the Lord fill you with His Spirit, fill you with His wisdom, courage, knowledge, peace, strength and faith and hope, that we shall be overcomers. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you safe and sound.